Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So based on what I'm seeing on the phone lines, Ike, a lot of people, forget about it, there's almost two separate issues going on here.
Mm-hmm.
At Twitter, at Mark Cerise, WIP, text line 888-729-9494, Facebook, Mark Cerise. You're wrong about the Eagles not being Super Bowl champs.
Eagles, oh, I'm not wrong.
The Eagles are Super Bowl champs. I can't believe you're saying, like, honestly, I get the Cowboy thing because you're a former professional athlete, so you know what it's like. If you expect to go in and beat a team, a bunch of professionals, you're going to go in there and they're going to kick your butt, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this whole thing, Eagles are Super Bowl champs. I'm going to enjoy it, too.
Well, continue to enjoy it.
Tom in South Jersey.
You can do that as a fan.
We're the champs. What's up, Tom?
Somebody get Ike a Snickers. He sounds hangry today. Ike.
Yes.
Ike.
Yes.
Super Bowl champs, baby. And nobody can ever take that from us.
Oh.
Sorry you never won it with that coach you had, but let me explain something to you. Or ask you a question, man.
Oh, yeah, what ask away.
Where are the Cowboys better than us? I see one area.
You didn't hear me say one time that the Cowboys were better than the Eagles in any fashion.
I just said, there's no way. How are they going to beat us? They're better in running back. That's it. We have a better quarterback, better offensive line, better defensive line, better linebackers, better wide receivers, better defensive backs, better coach.
And I would say I would say that was the case in about seven of the eight games this year. And the Eagles are what?
They're 4-4. You know what? They made a lot of mistakes, but one thing this team will do, they will get better. That Cowboys team will not get better. That team is a train wreck.
That's fine, Tom. You don't need to get caught up in the whole "I hate the Cowboys" thing. That's fine.
I'm not caught up in
"I hate
the Cowboys."
Yeah, sure you are. Sure you are. Because all your, but that's all your fault. Well, hold on. Can I speak? Because all you're focused on, you can't tell me anything the Eagles are doing great. Be realistic. They're 4-4.
But let's be realistic. Like, do they have a lot of room to grow? Absolutely.
Sure they do.
We don't want to peak now. We're going to be peaking at the end of the year, right?
Nobody said anything about that. No, you went through this whole thing about we're better than the Cowboys at this, and the other. You gave me like a list of 20 things that the Eagles are better than the Cowboys. All I said was, isn't that been the case in about seven of the eight games they played this year? Have the Eagles not been favored in every game they played in? That's a yes.
I'll answer for you.
That's a yes. They've been favored in every game.
Uh-huh.
So whether or not Vegas thinks they're the better team, whether on paper they have the better team, whether they won the Super Bowl in February, it doesn't matter. You got to go out there and actually play the game. If the first eight games of the season haven't shown you that, then I don't know what to tell you. If the first eight games of the season haven't told you that.
Here's what I'll dispute with the last caller. You can't look at it and say, well, the Eagles are better than the Cowboys in every facet of the game. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Week-to-week NFL, you can't play the games on paper. I'm not going there. I'm not trying to break down the game and saying, the Eagles are better. No, we did that before the season. The Eagles were 13-3 when we went through the games. Everybody's, they can't lose this, they can't lose that.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can lose on any week.
Even if you're the better team.
You can lose any week in the NFL except if you're the Eagles Sunday night at Lincoln Financial Field. The house is going to be rocking. The team's going to be coming off the bye, hungry. Carson, fresh off shooting 1,000 ducks, is going to be prime time Carson. They're going to go, and they're going to lay a beat down on, I'm not even going to call them a desperate team. They're not desperate anymore. They're done.
We'll see how done they are Sunday. I mean, you can yell they're done all you want to. You don't have to actually hit anybody. You don't have to catch a ball. You don't have to throw a pass. You don't have to make a play call. You don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is sit there and cheer or boo and be upset.
Well, I would have to come in here Monday.
That's all you have to do. We'll see how much better they are than the Cowboys when they get here Sunday. I'm not even worried about that aspect of it. But let me get to this whole Eagles being Super Bowl champions
thing. The champs, man.
Because I ruffled a little bit of feathers with some people out there right now, and I'm okay with that because I know you want to hold on to that binky as long as you can to make yourself feel better. This 2018 team, the team that will take the field Sunday night, the team that has taken the field the previous eight games, hasn't won a thing but four games.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, so then, well, that's the point then that I'm making.
But when
mm-hmm. I'm talking about the team. You're talking about from a fan standpoint. That's right. What you're talking about.
Right.
That's fine. You can hold on to the Super Bowl until you die. That's fine. And you can make every season okay regardless of how it ends because the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2018. That's fine. Some of us like to live in reality, though. Like we like to live in reality. We know
I do sometimes.
We know we have the Super Bowl in our back pocket. We know we got that card to pull out whenever we need to pull it out.
But what
I'm telling you right now, this team didn't win a thing. They won four games. That's what this team has won. Four games.
I waited my whole life for the Eagles to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
In part because of what the Cowboys fans, these rats in this area, the Redskins fans, and the Giants fans have always held over our head, which is that guy with the mullet in New York, the Giants fan that had the zero and it's Super Bowls for the Eagles, that guy. Everybody else that always had that always rubbed it in our face. You know what? Dallas is done now, and I'm going to dance on their grave, and the Eagles are going to put them out the pasture on Sunday.
What does that have to do with winning the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it right now. I'm not going to...
Like when are we going to get over the Cowboys being some sort of measuring stick?
They're not a measuring stick.
Sure they are. Seem to be.
Not for me. They're one of the teams in the division, and a lot of people in this town think it's their chief rival. I don't know. I think most people will say it is their chief rival. The Giants has always been a better rival for me. The Cowboys haven't been good in 20 years.
I would say it's the team that they hate the most. A rival is a two-way thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Dallas, this is an NFC East rivalry, sure, but the Redskins is their chief rival.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. I agree. What's the point of winning the Super Bowl if you can't enjoy it? How come I can't enjoy it this year? How come I can't enjoy it in 2018? We're the defending champs.
You can't enjoy it. I'm more worried about this season. I'm more worried about the 2018 season.
Let's go to Seth in media. Hi, Seth.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
What up, Seth?
Yeah, all right, so I'm going to say this. Like, I agree with you 100%. Johnny, there's nothing wrong with your approach to this right now, I think. And I just believe you have the Sunday morning tailgate mentality right now, which is fine, but you got to be real about it.
But it's Tuesday.
You know what I mean. But the arrogance of this fan base, and I've been a lifelong fan and still am, but there's a little bit of arrogance going on right now. And I think people forget. I got to agree with Ike on this one. The team is 2018 Super Bowl champions last year. This year, they're not. The organization isn't defending anything until they get back to that game. So I'm tired of hearing people say, we're the champs, we're the champs. That's fine to bump your chest because the organization won, but this team specifically has only won four games. They're tough. I'm pumped for them. I'm pumped for the game, and I think they are going to bring it on Sunday. But I would be remiss if I didn't say, just be careful. Just watch your step.
Great call, Seth.
What's
great call. I'm with him all the way. Everything he just said.
Right, but no one. Yeah, but here's one thing I'm not doing, and I didn't do in the preseason. I didn't say they won the Super Bowl last year. That translates to this year. I know that the Eagles winning a Super Bowl last season isn't going to put them in the playoffs, isn't going to win games for them. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is when you see a team that's dead, and you know that your team, listen, the Eagles are going to make the Super Bowl this year. They're going to have to really, really come on in the second half to have any chance of doing that, right? I already know that. My expectations for this season are let's make the playoffs and then get on a hot streak and let's do it again, right? That's my expectation right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys are dead. The Cowboys are done. And
they'll be dead when the Eagles win Sunday.
Their owner? let's hear from
they'll
Jerry.
Be dead when the Eagles win Sunday.
Listen to Jerry on 105.3 The Fan. He goes weekly on the air. The owner of the team. Could you imagine Jeffrey Lurie going on a weekly spot where he's deciding who's getting fired and not? It'd be great. Mm-hmm. It's great for them. So they're asking about Dak being extended. Listen to the dead silence after he's done from the host. Here it is.
Is he your quarterback for the next 10 years?
Listen, Dak is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. He's young, and he's going to get extended.
Oh, okay. They didn't even know what to say.
He's going to get extended. And you have well, we'll just move on.
I like that.
They didn't even know where to go with it.
Let me say this, you two wimps.
I didn't even know where they got stumped right there. They were like, oh, well, we wasn't expecting him to say that.
You asked people in Dallas what they think of the game on Sunday night, you two wimps.
See, oh, I'm not worried about the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not. I'm not. I'm just talking about the reality of life. That no matter how much something looks like it's a sure thing, like Tom Brady going up against Nick Foles, no matter how much it looks like a sure thing, it's not a sure thing until you actually play the games.
Yeah.
So that's the way I am.
You know what I go back to, John? I go back to all the games this year where the Eagles killed themselves, where they did something to kill themselves. And I said to you, The Eagles can beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys can beat the Eagles. And you said only if the Eagles do something to beat themselves. They've done that a lot of times this year.
Not now.
They did it against the Titans. Exactly. They did it against the Vikings. They've done it a million times.
Right. Carolina.
And if they lose this game, the Cowboys are ahead of them in the standings.
If they lose this game,
and then they have to go to New Orleans.
Look how close they were to doing it against Jacksonville. Josh Adams almost fumbled the ball.
You guys are answering your own question.
Which
right?
is what?
They can't lose this game because if they do, the season's over. They can't lose this game. We talk about must-wins. Everybody has the topic. Is this a must-win game? Is this a must-win game? This is the must-win game.
Yeah,
this is the game you cannot lose.
I got news for you. They got about seven more of these must-win games they're going to have to play because they put themselves in this position where a lot of these games are going to be must-win games.
Must-win game against a team that is a competitive team and a good team is a different thing than a must-win game against a team that's dead.
Since you want to go there,
yeah,
I could tell you that they could lose Sunday and it's still not over.
Well, it's not over.
Okay,
it'll
then.
Feel
okay,
like
then.
It. But they're not going to lose it.
I don't think they're going to lose it either. No one's picking them to lose. Well, you're the one who is saying the Cowboys season is over.
They're
with.
Done.
And I don't know if you're doing this because you want the Eagles to lose Sunday. Because you've been around sports long enough to know that making proclamations like this is just setting yourself up to be bit in the ass, and you know it. And you know
No, you know
this.
What I'm doing? You know what I'm doing? Yeah. I'm letting you know.
I got to know, but I want to hear the folks, Ben. I want the people to know. I wanted the people really believe that. Do you believe the Eagles are going to win, or are you trying to put some sort of
jinx.
Hex on them
no, I'm not
so that they can
them.
Lose?
No, I'm just not scared like you two and some other people right there. I'm enjoying the fact that the Eagles are coming off a Super Bowl, and the Cowboys, not only are they dead, they're a train wreck.
Oh, now you want to enjoy the fact. They're coming off the Super Bowl. You've
yeah.
been miserable, Mike, for 2 months,
and I'm done with that.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden, when the Cowboys lose,
miserable
and the
Mike.
Redskins lose, you're joyous all of a sudden.
God, yeah.
You want to celebrate the Super Bowl.
This is a lot of fun being a sports fan. Woo! Don't worry about the Super Bowl you just won. The fact that the Cowboys
what Super Bowl
are totaled exactly. Marcos in Kensington. Hi, Marcos.
Yes. How you doing?
How are you?
Listen, I got the utmost respect for you, and I listen to you guys religiously. And you are, for the most part, I mean, it's rare that you aren't on point. But honestly, you saying that we aren't champions. Listen, if you listen to a broadcast, any broadcast that the Birds are playing, they call us the reigning champions. There is no other champion right now until the next Super Bowl. So now, whether or not we are in a position to win the next championship, at the moment we are the reigning champions. So that's where you're playing. As far as the Dallas,
well, let me ask you this, Marcos,
okay.
Because that's something you can say, you can hold on to, and that's great. John can hold on to it, and you know, it's like a binky. You can put it in whenever you want to feel good. I bet you, if you ask any player down there or any coach, they'll be saying the same thing I'm saying right now. Huh?
I mean, honestly, yeah.
Yeah, they would be saying what I'm saying. That what we did last year means nothing. That was a completely different team. This isn't even the same personnel. We're not playing like Super Bowl champions. So why would you even call yourself a Super Bowl champion right now?
Man, I can't.
As a player.
I cannot believe 55% say the Eagles. The question is, are the Eagles Super Bowl champions right now? 55% say no, it's 2018.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I feel like I'm in the twilight zone.
I swear, boy, I tell you, this fan base never ceases to amaze me, man. That's why they are the most knowledgeable fans. They know they get it.
55% say no.
They get it. And the other 45% just wants to hold on because they need something to feel good about. The team is 4-4. I get it. But you know that 55% of us, man, we're locked in on this team.
Well, why can't you be both?
Because,
why can't you be locked in on this team and still enjoy what happened?
Because I got to give 100% to this team.
Defending Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, Josh Adams wasn't running the ball when they won the Super Bowl.
888-729-9494.
No, that's who I look out there and see now on Sundays. 33 running the football.
Johnny Marks in the wet blanket. Grease.
I don't remember Wendell Smallwood leading us in rushing last year when we won the Super Bowl.
He did not.
I don't remember that.
He did not.
I don't remember Golden Tate winning the Super Bowl with us last year. I don't.
John Marks and the two scared guys, Ike and Ben. Like, seriously, are you?
I look at this team. I don't see John DeFilippo on the sideline. Like, this doesn't look like the team that beat New England to me. But you want to keep telling me they're Super Bowl champions.
They are.
No, that team that won in February is Super Bowl champion.
888-729.
This is a new team.
All right, we'll continue this. And we got to throw are we going to throw our first Election Day topic out there since it is Election Day? Great debates in Philly sports, and we'll give it to you next.
I'm excited for this.
How about this one? Donovan McNabb, overrated or underrated?
Oh, underrated for sure.
All right, 888-729-9494. Donovan, underrated or overrated?
That's the first, what do they call it? The first, it's a voting.
A precinct?
Slot.
Oh, the first ballot up top where you hit it. Like, doop.
Yes.
That's the first one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.